In 2018, the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation purchased land in southwestern Idaho, and the Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie explains.
You can still find small things here that can tell the story of this place.
Rios Pacheco was walking around a grassy bluff down a dirt road near Preston, Idaho. He says if you dig on this land, you'll find artifacts like old farm equipment and rail spikes from the 1800s.
Bottles that people treasure now because they're made out of real glass.
Yeah.
And old cans that are made out of real tin.
If you're really lucky, you may even find dinosaur bones. Pacheco is a spiritual leader for the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation. He says this land and the Bear River flowing below are sacred.
So this place was a place to winter camp and to share all the food sources, share different types of clothing, share the different things that they've gathered through the summer.
Shoshone bands from as far away as Nevada and Wyoming would meet here because high bluffs and willows shielded families from the harsh winter, and a hot spring kept the river from freezing over.
That's why this area we call Wudaogwe is a place of renewal, of new life, because when they left this place, they would leave with new children because children would have been born here.
But this was also a place of death. For the past 150 years, farmers have been finding human remains. It's the site of the Bear River Massacre, which nearly wiped out the Northwestern Shoshone people. In 1863, the U.S. Army was stationed in Utah, where tensions between Mormon settlers and indigenous peoples had been boiling for years. On a frigid January day, soldiers attacked. Pacheco says women jumped in the river to hide, sometimes smothering their own children to save others.
So these ladies, a few of them had children that cried, so they had to cover their mouths. Nothing would stop them. So they knew that if the soldiers were now coming along the riverbank on their horses, if they heard that, they would break through and kill all those people.
Estimates vary, but the army killed hundreds of Shoshone that day, often with their bayonets. It's perhaps the largest massacre of indigenous people in U.S. history. The Shoshone abandoned the site after that, only holding occasional memorials and putting up a monument. The land was used in farming until a few years ago. Brad Perry is vice chairman for the Northwestern Shoshone. He helped acquire 550 acres at the massacre site and remembers at first not knowing what to do.
It snowballed from just, hey, let's take out some trees and plant some more trees to, hey, let's do this. Let's create a river. Let's create ponds. Let's create more wetlands.
The goal is to build an interpretive site with an amphitheater, education center, and trails. Plus, overhaul the land itself, returning it to what it looked like before settlers arrived. Brian Andrew is an engineer working on the project.
This has all been active irrigation for grass pasture for cows. And our objective is to change that.
Workers have been removing invasive species, establishing native plants, and rerouting irrigation ditches. Perry says that shocked some locals.
Right now, it's just really hard for a farmer to imagine taking land out of agriculture, taking your water out of the ditch that their grandparents spent years digging.
But he says a lot of people become supportive when they learn that this project should bring animals back to the area and restore a blue ribbon trout fishery. This project also means there will be more water in the Bear River, which flows to the shrinking Great Salt Lake. Perry says there's been so much interest in the project that he's now turning down volunteers. The entire restoration is on a 10 to 20 year timeline, but he hopes his members take pride in this success for generations.
Going there for the longest time when I was younger was just so sad. You know, my grandparents would cry, we'd start to cry just because it was so horrific. The last few years, that's changed. I don't get as sad going there. There's more of a peaceful feeling.
Perry wants visitors to get a sense of coexistence and forgiveness. They can see a ranching history that goes back generations and an indigenous history that goes back centuries, long before a bloody day in 1863. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Franklin County, Idaho.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.